Welcome back, peeps. This is officially the third installment of the eLife Audiocast. I'm still getting used to that name, the eLife. I got a funny comment about it on Facebook, so I might just change it, but I may not. If you have any suggestions, I'd love to hear them. So I'm actually still trying to come up with a business name, but more about that later on the business section. Cool. So today on the show, we'll be talking about Stranger Things, and gonna be talking about WeWork. It's the place that I'm working out of. So, and we'll be checking out some cool music. All right, stay tuned. You ever wake up and just have some like interesting stuff on your mind? Yeah, that happened to me this morning. So for some reason I was thinking about text messaging. Like, what if you could order pizza just by sending a text message, or order hot wings just by, I guess maybe I was just hungry. Maybe that's what it was. But I mean, apparently you can do that. Like, Domino's has been implementing this for a few years now. I haven't done it. I don't know anyone who has. No one told me about it, but I expect to see that a lot more this year, I think, as we move towards like mobile marketing and like targeting people with their mobile phones and stuff like that. Which actually reminds me of a really cool thing, which I don't see a lot of stores like implementing, but I think they should, because from what I can see, it works really well, which is Apple's store point of sale. Like, the way that they do, like, they don't do normal registers. Like, they have people walking around with their POS system that's attached to their phones. And so anytime you're ready to buy something, you don't need to go get in line. You just kind of talk to one of the customer associates there, and they'll help you out, and they'll just like, you know, charge you for whatever. I mean, everyone's paying with their credit card these days anyway, so they just like kind of just swipe you there and you're on your way, which is pretty cool. I mean, I don't know why, like, for example, you know, like Best Buy, I don't know why they're doing it, or like other places where, you know, you kind of want to just run in and grab something, like you know, as far as like big box stores, like man, I wish they'd do that at Walmart. Those lines begin crazy. Alright, but anyway, that was just an interesting thing. Oh yeah, back to the text messaging thing though. Yeah, apparently you just like text message the pizza emoji to Domino's, and then you know, you have to set up an account first. That way they have like your phone number, your address, and then you like pick your top pizza choices, and then you can like, yeah. But anyway, I just found that, you know, pretty interesting. All right, so some food for thought, or just something interesting. My buddy and I were just having a conversation. We're talking about like talking to strangers, and like why strike a conversation with strangers, you know, like why, like if you're just, you know, at a bus stop, or maybe you're in line, or you're in the elevator, or just someone that completely, you know, random, that seems, you know, is with you. You know what I mean? So like, there's some benefits to it though. I think there are some like huge benefits. And one of them is practicing getting over anxiety. So there's something about, like, you know, if you strike a conversation, like, yeah, everyone says, hi, how are you? Hi, hello, you know, or how you doing? You know, everyone says that. But to actually like kind of say something like, hey, you know, what are you up to this morning? And to like really get into a conversation, or maybe if they're, you know, if they're drinking some coffee or something, like, hey, what did you get? You know, something to like strike a conversation and to kind of continue. And so I think that you practice getting over the anxiety
of it. And so why is that good? Because I believe it makes you a better public speaker. You know, maybe when you are in front of people, you're going to be able to kind of not think twice. You're just gonna, you're gonna feel more comfortable just starting to speak and get your message across. And then the other thing is, which is huge, is being relatable. So one thing that people are trying to do when they don't know you and they hear you talking is they're trying to figure you out the whole time before they can actually grasp what you're trying to tell them. They're trying to figure you out, so trying to get your intent. What kind of person are you? Are you trying to sell me something? Are you trying to get me to join your group? Are you just a weirdo? Like, people are just trying to figure you out. I think that's the very, very first thing they try to do. And so you have to, I think you have to like present yourself in a way like that lets them figure you out very quickly. And one of those ways is by smiling, by being nice and just like smiling and like looking at them in the eye and really just kind of treat them like they're your friend, like you've been talking to them for a while, even though like you just met them like seconds ago. But if you were to like kind of talk to them and treat them like you would your best friend, they'll get you. You know, they'll kind of like see where you're coming from, or at least figure you out, like, oh, this is this kind of person, and then they can like actually get into a conversation with you. How do I know this? Because I've started conversations with several just strangers, you know, like at a coffee shop, or at work, or just, you know, out and about, and it's pretty cool. Once, like, the faster you can break that barrier of stranger, or like of them trying to figure you out, you trying to figure them out too. Sometimes you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have started a conversation with this person. Sometimes it's the other way, right? The faster like you can kind of get to know someone. And then a very cool thing that happens is that when you put your focus on someone else by listening to their story, you know, you're offering value to them, because now like you're giving them the attention that they might really need. You know, some people like really want to be heard, like no, maybe they don't have anyone to talk to, they don't have anyone to listen to them. So like you're offering value by just being a human being, you know, just being a neighbor and like lending an ear. And so, and that's incredible, like that really can impact someone's life. Just by being that person that hears and maybe offers a little bit of advice. So I want to challenge you to strike a conversation and offer value in that way. All right. All right. So just a quick little business documenting. Yesterday was an awesome day. It was a busy day. At a couple client meetings and just working on some website stuff, and it's really cool just kind of being able to, like, you know, offer your services and meet with potential clients, and still trying to, you know, kind of land my first big client, and hopefully that goes through. I'm doing some work for him right now just as a little trial run, if all works well, we'll be working together, and I'll have him on the podcast. I'll just, you know, I'm gonna have to interview him. That'll be cool. The other thing, yeah, like I said on the intro, I'm like having the most difficult time with finding a business name, and that's because like it seems just everything's just taken, or it's just really hard, you know. I'm trying to find something that I'm trying to even like create a new word, you know, like several other, like, you know, startups and tech companies these days, but trying to match something that goes with, you know, creative, you know, digital marketing agency, that kind of thing. And there's so many out there, and so that like a lot of the cool names are taken, so that's why I'm trying to create a new word. So if you have any suggestions, I'm always open to listening to those. I'd love to hear them. Cool. All right. I want to talk about WeWork. So I've had a few people kind of ask me, like, what is it? You know, they've never heard of it, especially here in Houston. So it's here in the Galleria area in the office tower one. And they're new to Houston. They have like two locations in Austin, and they're a global company now. But it was two guys that started in New York. You know, one of them was like an architect, and the other guy was like, you know, just like a serial entrepreneur, you know, just kind of was trying to get something up in the air. And they both met, and they ended up like leasing a place and then subleasing it, and they were just kind of learning as they went as well. And then, you know, 8 years later, this was only like 8 years ago, like they have hundreds of locations, and their company's like valued at like $17 billion or something like that. It's probably a lot more now. But anyway, it's really inspiring because, you know, I can just like picture these guys like, you know, having a vision for their company, and then actually seeing the fruits of their labor, like seeing their vision materialize, is really cool, because this is one of those companies that, like, if I wanted to start one, like, I would want it to be like this. And so it's like, it's inspiring to me, because it's like, if these guys could do it, you know, I can do it, and it's possible, and it's very possible, and it can be very successful. So yeah, and then also just being in this atmosphere, like, one of the things that I really like about it is like the community leadership team, I guess the people that work for WeWork, they're like just super cool, like very helpful. They like offer a lot of advice to, like, I really feel like I'm getting, you know, a lot more value than what I'm paying for. And it's like a month to month thing. They have like amazing furniture and design, and it's you know, you can lease a one person office, you can get a two person office, or you could get like a 10 or 18 person office. They just really work with you on what you need. If you're trying to start like your own business, or if you're trying to, you just need a place to work, something better than Starbucks, right? Which is what I was looking for, because I was just kind of tired of going to coffee shops with, you know, crappy internet and expensive coffee. And here the coffee's free. They have like other drinks, they got snacks, they got like they'll do like Taco Tuesday, and they'll have like bagels all the time, and then there's other like really cool events that happen here as well. So networking is like 100. In fact, I've run into a lot of potential clients just being here. So cool. All right, enough about that. I want to leave you with this track by Bastille, and it's World Gone Mad. The singer Dan wrote this song to kind of over 2017, and how, you know, so much stuff going on around the world, a lot of, you know, like threats and shootings and crap like that. And so, and he wrote it as to be the soundtrack for Bright, a Netflix original. It's got Will Smith in it, which I recently saw as well. It's a very good movie. I thought that World Gone Mad was placed very well in the film. And if you have a chance, check it out. And I hope you enjoy the track.